Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio here in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. My very special guest today is David Geffen, who is a consultant with Solar City. That is the largest solar company in the United States, and they've been in San Diego since 2006. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Miriam. I'm very excited to be here today.
The solar industry is changing rapidly, and so David's going to be talking with us today about some of the changes in tax credits, some new innovative models for people who are looking to get solar, as well as some things that their company is doing to give back to communities in need and help bring power to places that don't have it, schools and other people in need around the world as part of their social justice mission. So here at the Network for Social Justice, KNSJ, we're very interested to hear more about that. But first, David, I've covered a lot of companies in my day as a business writer before I started this magazine show. And I understand that Solar City has one of the most interesting stories of how it got started of any that I've heard. Tell us how it was founded.
Yeah, Miriam, it's a little funny how Solar City actually got created. Our founder, Elon Musk, who happens to be the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, was driving to a festival called Burning Man. It's enormous music festival, happens once a year. And on their drive there with Elon's cousins, they began talking about solar. And they tried figuring out a way to make it more affordable for homeowners to go solar. And that's when the company got started, literally on the drive to Burning Man.
That's really interesting. So what is the mission of Solar City?
So Solar City's mission is to get 1 million homeowners by 2018 to have solar on their roofs. Solar City strives on the fact of making cleaner, more affordable energy to every homeowner in America.
Okay. And I understand that part of that goal is to do that at no cost to the homeowner. Can you explain how is that possible?
Yeah. So back in 06, when we started the company, we came out with something called the solar lease. The solar lease basically allows homeowners to go solar at zero money down and completely eliminate their utility bill with their local company.
I'm sure there's a lot of people who'd like to hear more about that. So you lease the equipment, basically, and then at the end of the 20 years, it goes back? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so there's two programs right now. There's the basic lease where, yeah, after the 20 years, we just come out, we take it off at no additional cost. And then another option where you can actually keep the equipment.
So you finance it to own it as you would with anything else, car or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still zero money down to own, but you get to own the equipment after the lease term, which is nice.
Now, an unusual thing about your program, I understand, is that you can actually service somebody's utility company. So if you don't want to pay your bills to SDG&E, you can have Solar City be your utility company right here in San Diego. Tell us how that works, and can people save money doing that?
Yeah, that's another program that we offer. It's still zero money down to go solar, and we essentially just serve as an alternative utility company for customers.
So how much can they save compared to SDG&E on, say, an average house?
Yeah, on an average house, the savings range from 20 to 60%.
20 to 60%?
Mm-hmm.
And it's zero down. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that the tax credit situation is changing. State tax credits have gone away, at least for now, but I understand there's still some pretty good federal ones. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so as it stands right now, there is a 30% federal tax credit for people who go solar and own the equipment, right? It's been around for several years now. And at the end of 2016, the federal government is either going to eliminate it completely or decrease it to 10%.
Wow. So in other words, between now and the end of this year is the window. If someone really wants to go solar, it's pretty smart to do it before the year's end so you can still get that 30% federal tax credit instead of 10% or less.
Absolutely, yeah. If you are thinking of going solar, I strongly advise you to do it in the next upcoming months so that you can reap the full benefits with regards to the tax credit.
Yeah, that's an important tip. How many years does it take to pay off the solar system until it's basically paying for itself with what you would save on utilities? How many years with that 30% tax credit?
Yeah, so typically if you do purchase your system outright, the return on investment ranges between 7 to 10 years.
Okay, that's not too bad if you're going to be in your house for a while. Now, what if you're not there 10 years, 7 years? What if you wind up selling sooner? How much of it do you typically get back on the sale of your house? Because it's important to note that going solar isn't just about what you save on your utility bill. It's also how much you can sell your house for when you put it on the market, because it does increase the value of a home.
Yeah, great question, Miriam. UC Berkeley, they did a study across the nation, and homes that have solar typically sell for $17,000 more on average, and they sell 30% quicker than they normally would.
Very interesting. $17,000 you get back when you sell the house, and you sell it faster. So that's a pretty good benefit. What does a typical solar system cost to buy?
They typically range between $15,000 to $25,000 on average.
So you're pretty well going to get all or most of that back when you sell the house.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. The other thing that's worth noting is people may want to start calculating in what you can save on gasoline, because the trend seems to be more and more toward going to electric cars. Are these systems powerful enough that you could power up your electric car if you own one or buy one someday?
Yeah, and a lot of people who go solar have electric cars. Right now in San Diego County, if you have an electric car, you're sort of forced to charge it overnight, because that's when you get the very low rates with SDG&E. Mm-hmm. If you were to charge it during the day, you would be paying ridiculously high prices to charge your car.
So with, say, a Solar City system, or anybody else's for that matter, do you then have the ability that you can charge it whenever you want and not be charged more?
Absolutely. You have the freedom and the flexibility to charge your car at your own convenience without having to be penalized mm-hmm. with the higher prices.
Very nice benefit. Now, Solar City is doing something unusual that I really haven't seen any other company in this niche do, and that is that you're giving back to communities in need around the world through your Give Power Foundation. David, tell us how that works.
Yeah, so our Give Power Foundation is a nonprofit. Essentially, what we do is for every megawatt of residential solar that Solar City installs, we donate a system with a backup storage to a school without electricity in need.
What are some of the countries that the Give Power Foundation through Solar City has helped, the local schools?
So as of right now, we have helped Nicaragua, Nepal, Senegal, Kenya, and many more.
Very good. That's a marvelous sounding program. You're also helping military families. Tell us about your Solar Strong program.
Yeah, so Solar Strong program is a new project that we just started. We plan on putting solar systems throughout all the military housing in America, which is roughly around 120,000 homes, mm-hmm. right? These are going to be totally free systems.
These are all in San Diego County or nationwide?
Nationwide. We recently started in San Diego. We have a huge Lincoln military housing here for all the Navy.
Yeah.
So they're getting free electricity for their homes.
Wonderful. Now, another thing I understand is that you have a referral program called the Ambassador Program, and this is a way that people can make a little money even by referring people. How does that work?
Yeah, so our Ambassador Program gives people the opportunity to spread the word, mm-hmm. show and demonstrate the true benefits of solar and what our company offers, and in return, they earn incentives.
And is that only for individuals, or can organizations such as, say, a nonprofit organization participate in this?
Yeah, organizations, nonprofits are more than welcome to join as well.
Very good. Well, our nonprofit East County Magazine will be definitely looking at that one. If you want to get more information about Solar City, you can go to the East County Magazine website and just click on the Solar City button there, and it'll take you to all the information on all these wonderful programs that you've just heard about.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or you can give David a call at
858-525-2151.
Very good. David, I want to thank you so very much for joining us today and sharing all that valuable information about solar with our listeners from Solar City and the Give Solar Foundation.
thank you very much for having me, Miriam. I had a lot of fun having the opportunity to talk about how the solar industry has changed throughout the years and some of the benefits that are available right now.
Very good. Well, that's certainly a hot topic as people continue to seek ways to reduce greenhouse gases, global warming, as well as save some money on their utility bills in this era of rising electricity rates. Thanks for joining us on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.